Dragon Outcast, Book 3 of the Age of Fire, by E.E. Knight. Narrated by David Drummond. Copyright 2007 by Eric Frisch. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with New American Library, a division of Penguin Group USA, Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2009 by Tantor Media, Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto.
Hi there, I'm E.E. Knight. I'm happy to introduce you to the third volume in my Age of Fire series, Dragon Outcast. Like Dragon Avenger, this book starts out at about the same place as Dragon Champion. It was easier to write the first few chapters of this one because the copper was thrown out of the nest shortly after his hatching, so his experiences weren't shared by his siblings, and I was on mostly new terrain. Here's a quick confession. This story changed quite a lot in the writing. When I first outlined it, the little crippled copper dragon was more of a Richard III figure, misshapen and angry at the world that discounts him, but determined to rise at any cost. But as I wrote his story, the copper wiggled his way into my heart on his three good legs, and he softened considerably into a figure more like Claudius, the stuttering Roman emperor, who everyone considered a joke in his youth, but grew into a great emperor. He's still not entirely admirable, but he keeps bouncing from bad situation to bad situation, where he has to survive among others who are even more nefarious than he. Even if you don't quite come to like him, I hope you'll understand him. This novel is also interesting in that it gives you a look at the last society of dragons left in the world, hiding in the earth from the formidable forces of men, elves, and dwarves, who would kill the dragons if they could. It's here, deep underground, that the copper begins to have his dream of returning his fellow dragons to the upper world of sunlight and green-growing things. Thank you for following my dragons. Get ready for the darkest volume in the Age of Fire series. Let's begin the story of the copper, our dragon.